Greetings, weary travelers, come, warm yourself by the fire, and let us regale you with mighty tales, tales of adventure, tales of heroism, tales supported by Bethesda, and tales of Tamriel. I'm your host, Arcaneer Silvershield, and I'm joined by, in person, this time, the man, the myth, the legend himself, sitting right next to me, Lotus of Doom. How's it going, Lotus?
This is surreal.
Yes. Yeah.
This is so weird that after all these years, we now get to record in person.
I know.
And you kind of jokingly mentioned it, but like, huge shout out. This actually is like sponsored by Bethesda. Mm. The only reason I could come here is due to them. So thanks a lot to Bethesda, Microsoft, ZeniMax, and Yellowpike Media for getting me out here. Amsterdam has been like incredible. Yeah. And we finally get to meet after almost a decade ourselves.
Yeah. Like, I mean, just seven, I think, years of podcast. We have done like over 200 episodes of podcasts together.
I believe you've done more shows than any other host at this point on the show.
I
think I've now sealed second place. So like, you and I have literally, and neither of us founded the show to start with.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is wild.
And so we've been at the ESO 10-year anniversary event in Amsterdam, along with everyone in the community. It's been absolutely insane. We are going to talk about it. We don't know how much time we have, but we are sitting right now, and that's good, because legs are, oof, yeah.
Yeah, I think today was today 8 or 9 hours?
I don't know.
I think today was 8 hours. Yesterday was 11.
Yeah.
Like, so... Yeah, 20 hours of standing in 2 days. That's great. That's great. Great. Not to mention actually walking around the city and stuff.
Yeah. So it's good. We are sitting right now. We are actually in Lotus's hotel room because we wanted to record at the event venue. However, it's just loud, crowded, and every time it kind of like towards the end of the event, it got quiet. They just ushered everyone out anyway.
Yeah, they were like, all right, it's time to go. You've lingered long enough.
The event venue was like, this is the angry time. Yeah, we'll leave that.
Enough is enough. Please leave, giant nerds.
Yeah. it's been absolutely fantastic.
We're going to do our best to describe this event, but this has been ridiculous. It has been so much fun, and it's. For anybody who's been to the other events, this is like so much bigger than them, which is even weirder from like Vegas or Bethesda Game Days or the Tavern.
Yeah, so Tavern, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's wild how packed this was. And the venue is huge. For anybody that was at Vegas, it's essentially 3 times the size of that. Like, they built a medieval village.
It was insane. Like, the whole decoration, the whole thing was immersive. It's the, other than the screens that we had, everything else was, I mean, we had knights in full plate armor. Legit full plate armor. I'm not talking cosplay.
Yeah, this is not.
Actual fully armored people and an arena beating the hell out of each other.
We should start with that because that is like unbelievable. Like the knight thing, you actually might hear it on any of the clips that you see from the actual official event, because it was hard to not hear them because they were literally beating the shit out of each other like nonstop. They would take breaks every couple of hours to rehydrate and eat. And like, they would put their armor right back on and go right back in, and just, they were all in on these things, straight up fist fighting, hitting each other with weapons. And when one of them would look the other way, another one would come by and like leg sweep him through like a barricade.
Yeah, surprise attack and everything. if someone was grappling with another, the other teammate of the other one just like gets to the side and starts hammering the other dude in the head. And you could hear it throughout the entire venue. It's one of the reasons why we couldn't record
it,
because it's just this hammering sound in the background.
Those dudes were like jacked because they obviously do this all day. But two, when they took off their gear to like go get food, they had like black eyes and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, these guys are going as hard as it seems like they're going, because they look like they've been in a fight.
Yeah, I didn't, like, when I first saw it, I thought, like, yeah, I mean, they must be getting hurt, but it's all the armor. And then when I saw them outside the armor, it was, no, like, they are getting hurt.
It's like, oh, no, you guys are really busting each other up. It's like an MMA fight, except you're in tank gear. Yeah.
I would immediately get folded if I tried that. Under the, like, no one needs to hit me. You put that armor on me, I'm getting
crushed.
Folded. But it was the closest thing to how I imagine Nords are having fun.
Yeah, that like, seems on brand. Yeah. That seems on brand.
It's actually like I used to say that we get rid of Altmir Dominion with Daggerfall, like Ebonheart Pact and Daggerfall joins forces.
Yeah, that's
and
fine.
And then Orcs and Nords just yeah. constantly beat the shit out of each other for fun.
Those are the victory fights.
And peace is made.
Yeah.
And I think that's what would have witnessed if that happened. It was great. We had all these crafting stations.
Yeah, so in the village, because that's really what we have to refer to it as, there are actual, like, there are street signs directing you because it's so big. Mm-hmm. And they're done like the Morrowind signs or like, it's so cool the way they did it. And there's fake foliage inside and you go back toward the area and it's literally a crafting common, mm-hmm. which is like, oh, this is where we do our writs.
It's like Vivec City where everything is together.
Yeah, it's a very organized area to do your writs. So that was well thought out by the devs to have a writ zone.
And we did our writs.
We did our writs. We did as many writs as we could do.
Yeah.
There was some
complications
issues
on day two.
Yeah, with the and so many people wanted to do them. And I think as people were like, oh, this is super fun, more people then wanted to do them. Yeah. So it was just a disaster.
I mean, like, initially, I was like, whatever. Like, I'm here to meet people. I'm not going to spend time on the stuff. And then you showed me the leather chain made.
Yeah, we've got one there, one here. Yeah, so we had leather working. So here was our clothier. And we got to make Elder Scrolls keychains.
Actually, maybe I can.
Yeah, you can actually bring it right
I don't
up.
Know because I can't see the screen right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's fine.
Maybe this works. I don't know.
Hopefully.
I could have flipped the screen to our
side.
Actually, you know what? Hold on. Let's.
Yeah, there you go.
Since we are doing this.
Yeah.
And this is the first time Tales is being recorded with like a camera and everything.
Right? Oh, yeah.
Might as well.
Way more useful to actually have smart
straps and whatnot on it.
Eh, whatever. We get the idea. But yeah, the leatherworking thing was super neat. And then you got to like engrave it, which was fun, which was all the hammering that everybody had was.
Yeah. After all the time in the event, I was still getting confused. Like out of nowhere, you start hearing like, boosh, 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 boosh.
It's like,
and that's people engraving on the leather because you put like a like raised lettering on it. And
yeah.
You put like a pillar on it and then you just
and you
mollusk
slam
it
the thing into it to physically warp it around it. But that one was really fun.
That was actually, we can give them a shout out too. That was from Leatherlands.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's like Netherlands, but it's Leatherlands.
Yes. Clever name. Yeah. Also super nice and really good at explaining what we were supposed to do.
They were like super nice because I struggle with some of the stuff because it's like it's so small I can't see what I'm looking at.
Sure.
And they were like super helpful, super nice about it with everyone.
Yep.
They were very wholesome.
I had a problem. I couldn't get one of my sides to cut. And I'm like, am I doing this wrong? And they're like, oh, your blade's dull. So they like flipped it out. I was like, oh, I didn't want to say that. They're like, no, that's totally dull. Like that's the one that's obviously been used a lot today. Yeah. So they gave me a new one and fixed it super quick. But yeah, super nice people. And that was a lot of fun to do. Neither of us got to do calligraphy because it didn't work. I missed my first session because I lost track of time, which I felt bad. Somebody got my spot, so I'm glad that they did. But then today with day two, it was kind of a disaster trying to get into line and everything like that. And I just was like, yeah, all right, pass, I guess. I'm not gonna make it. But I did see like some people that did them. Ninja614 had his. He wrote his name in Daedric and stuff. That looked pretty neat. I didn't get
it. I think Gwen did Lore Seekers.
Yes.
She put it on Twitter.
Yes.
For people to translate, basically.
So check out Gwen the Bard's thing. Hers is a good interpretation of exactly what we were doing. That one was fun. The one we both also did.
The alchemy.
Yeah, the alchemy one where we made heroism potions, which was really fun and kind of messy.
Yeah.
These were really neat. Other than they look super cool, and I hope I can get mine through customs to get back into the US.
I don't know. Oh, you did yours top cleaner.
Like, I did. I did yours oozed over, and I just did one mark on the top, and I did a clean one so that it pops off like a top. But
that makes sense.
Yeah, so I was going to say, you can zoom one of them in.
So it has this coin on it, and then if you shake it, it gets this gorgeous, like, color, or not even color, but like all the patterns and everything.
Yeah,
it's, and it has the stamp on it. It's all like we actually made this. Like we got the materials, yeah. The liquids, the wax, like melted wax.
So on that note, with that one, it was really funny because with those, one, they really, really couldn't stress enough, please don't drink the heroism pot.
She was very adamant.
Very adamant. Please do not drink the heroism pot. It is not for consumption. But one of the things I thought was really funny, because I was like, man, you're talking about like dedication to like detail. Mm-hmm. They actually had, like when she was explaining what to mix, ingredients for making a heroism pot in game. I was like, you know, that's just... That's attention to detail. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I like that.
So what it was? Dragon Bile?
Dragon Blood, Dragon Room.
Right.
And Columbine or whatever?
Columbine or Tears of something?
Oh, yeah. It might... I don't know. Something I say like this that, yeah. as if I make these and I don't because I'm cheap.
I didn't even know people were using major heroism potions. I'm still on tripods. I never moved away from tripods as a tank.
Pretend whatever we just said was the actual ones because it's I know Dragon Blood and Room were part of it. So then we had the third one. But
this
I don't
the
use
one
them
thing
either.
I can't edit the audio and then make it like we said the right thing.
Yeah, no,
because
it's fine.
All media. We,
yeah, it's just one and done. So
not that I do it all the time.
No. We just edit out some of we don't even edit out the rants.
No, if we slip out like personal info or stuff, I edit shit.
Yeah, that would be. We'll just put in a joke scene missing if that happens. But yeah, no.
My home address is.
Yeah, here's my social security number. So that one was really fun. The other events were just like, there was axe throwing.
I didn't get to do it. Like, I had a chance at the very beginning of today, but... My alchemy thing was in 10 minutes. I was like,
yeah,
I'll get something memorable from the alchemy.
Axe throwing.
I might kill myself while throwing
an
axe.
A lot of people were concerned about death via axe.
Yeah, I waited it and I was like, alchemy is the safer bet.
I actually go axe throwing sometimes. They have
really
them by my place.
Oh,
so that's why I was like, oh, these are fun, but it's not something I can't do.
Yeah.
And then what was it? There was brushes and brews, which I also didn't do. For future reference, they might want to maybe give a disclaimer on that one because it's a full painting shop.
So I thought when they said, because the name says brushes and brews and you don't see it. Like everything else, you see what people are doing.
Yeah.
The queue for this one is outside a room.
Yeah.
I thought they were just making alcohol or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't drink, so if I make an alcohol, what am I going to do with it?
Right. Exactly. And I was just kind of like, oh, I'll see if I get to it.
Yeah.
And then someone came out, and I actually believe it was Nolaligag, and they came out with hers, and she was like, oh, this is what I painted. I was like, oh, wow. And Hirsine showed me his as well. And I was like, oh, these are, like, really nice. They were like, yeah, we didn't know it was a two-hour session, though. I'm like...
Oh, yeah, but it makes sense, the things they painted.
It totally does. But if you signed up for that at anything else, 2 hours is a long portion of the event.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that probably would have been useful to know. Also, it turns out Wheeler is an artistic savant because all of his paintings, he did several, are absolutely unbelievable.
Every time I see someone's carrying a painting, mostly Lolly.
Yeah.
I see someone, did you make that? And it's like, no, Brian did.
No, Brian did.
It's and then like, I see another painting. It's like, no, Brian did.
How many
these,
did he make?
Like, scenes, you know, one has a dragon and a windmill and all those things.
The other one's Hermaeus Mora, like over the countryside. I'm like, what is this?
It doesn't just do combat.
Yeah, apparently not. So that was another one that looked pretty cool. There was the tavern itself off to the side, which was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
They had a sign up for it, or you could cheese your way in if you knew what to do. But the problem was it was super comfy and relaxed and looked awesome in there.
It was always packed.
So everybody always was hanging out in there and it was just like completely unusable if you weren't already there.
And you could only go in there with like, well, I guess you could if you sign up for it, but otherwise you would need, you either need the VIP or
the
pay to win
the little star
tickets,
badge
like.
Doohickey. Yeah.
Yeah, or my pay to win ticket.
Yeah.
Star,
yes. Exactly. Well, and then, so then we got those as well.
Yes.
Which, we'll start with mine, which I posted. Mm-hmm. Looked really cool. Big fan of it. It's got the gold emblem thing. It has my name on it. It's really cool. little gift thing that was given to
me. I was very jealous of it. When people started posting that, it's like 10-year anniversary, the pin, like massive pin made of metal. It looks super cool. And I was like, oh, man, we'll probably get just a lanyard.
Yeah.
Just like a badge, plastic badge or something. And then I get to the event, and they whip out this thing for us.
You get your alliance of choice.
Alliance of choice, a massive metal pin. And I was like, you know what? I'm happy with this. This is okay.
So that is... We were very confused at first. We were like, why did we fill out our alliance of choice? Like, what does it matter? And some of the people were like, I thought they were supposed to be alliance-based. And it turned out that they gave us custom ones when we were invited to the, media version. And then, Gen Pop got to have really cool alliance. I was like, talk about a double-edged sword on that one. I was like, I'm certainly not going to complain about anything, but... God damn, those are cool looking.
they are. Like, my jealousy of the VIP badges went away once I got
real quick,
this. It was like,
never mind.
Like, I'm okay with this.
Yeah, so those ones are really cool. And man, they were in, they really seemed like they just created enough for everybody that was there. Which they're not cheap. These are...
It makes sense. I mean,
these are pretty elaborate.
Order,
these are pretty elaborate, so I'm not completely surprised.
Oh, it's a wavy.
Yeah, it really does. I had to take my metal off because I was like, I'm not carrying that around all day.
It didn't even occur to me to do that.
To disconnect it. Jesus, there's so much stuff that has happened.
It's been an insane 2 days.
Yeah, we are going to forget stuff. This is just the stuff that we remember. There'll be more going forward.
Yeah, we'll do an actual, normal episode once we are back at our homes.
We can also discuss the dungeons and stuff when we get back because we haven't had...
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah,
I haven't given my PAX East update yet because we immediately came to this.
Yeah. So it was like, I'm back in it. I've done the dungeons, actually.
Yeah. So it's like we can... So that's all coming next episode.
Yeah, exactly.
This is just the ESO 10 extravaganza.
And the fact that we are together and recording an episode
which is
in person.
potentially once in a lifetime thing. We'll see.
Honestly, after today, I am very responsible with how I spend my money. Like every time I spend
these don't help with that.
Yeah, every time I spend it, I feel super bad. After today, I feel like I'm just gonna spend a lot of money for every future event and be like, whatever.
What? That was so much fun.
I don't need to put money down for an apartment. I don't care if I upgrade. It's okay. I don't need a new GPU. 2070S, still going strong.
Perfect. It's not on fire. Yeah. It's working.
Exactly. So honestly, ESO Vegas 2025.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a year and a half, which is... enough time for a visa.
Now that I'm thinking of it, so the ESO next year one for 2025, the one in America, is I think it's in D.C., so it's actually closer.
Where do they do it normally? In Vegas.
So the Vegas one is in D.C., I believe.
I mean, the distance is not the issue. It's getting... any portion of U.S. is very...
Yeah, lock and key.
It's 16-hour flight for
correct.
Me,
so. Well, so... Vegas is 6 hours.
Oh, God. So, okay.
Yeah, the United States never ends. It just keeps going.
Yeah, that might be 20 hours for me if I tried to fly to Vegas.
Yeah, I think it might be 5 hours. But basically, it's almost as long to get to Amsterdam as it is for me to get to Vegas.
There were actually people who flew in from Australia for this, and they mentioned 24-hour flight.
Yep.
24-hour flight.
That's
going to
be it. That's going to be a no from me, dog.
And I was like, because it takes me 4.5 hours total flight time to get here, because Izmir to Istanbul, Istanbul to Netherlands.
Yep.
And then 9 hours total travel time, because you get to the airport early, you lay over, stuff like that. 24 hours, that's...
brutal.
I mean, to be honest, I would do it.
Sure.
Knowing that this event is like this.
Yeah, that it's this much fun. But which is why I think some of them have done it. Like Radcor has been to a couple. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why they were dedicated to no, I'm coming. I'm down. It's makes sense.
Yeah. But honestly, we've seen so many people. Everyone was there. I mean.
Yeah, it's just.
Pylon was there. Let's start with Pylon.
Sure.
If we could have recorded at the venue, Pylon was going to
join us.
Yeah,
we were
going
to have Pylon join us if we were at the venue. But Pylon, ironically, was there on work.
Yeah, he was representing Alienware because they were a sponsor of the event.
Yeah, so all the computers at the event were Alienware products. Yeah. So he was sent as a representative of Alienware, which was funny because when I had my initial media session where I got to play, and they gave us like an hour and a half to have a round table and to play some, there's a big thing where we can't show you literal, like, our recorded footage of the game because it's all like, probably alpha level at this point. I mean, and the build...
Finn mentioned several times when you were all doing the trial is that it's like a month
It's like
or
a month old.
Even,
yeah. So the build is obviously very much in progress for Gold Road. But we got to see a lot of the stuff that's like good concepts that they've like ironed out and things like that. But there was a strict like no filming the screens thing. Yeah. And it was funny because while I was in my playtest... Pylon was like, oh, I'll use Lotus since I know him as my, here's my proof to send back to my bosses. Mm-hmm. Here are the Alienware products. They're working as we intended. Everything's going good.
Oh, you should have just sneakily Alt-F4'd and be like,
and, oh, I broke. Like, it broke. Dude, come on. Like, but so he came over to film the stuff and they're like, no, you can't film. He's like, I literally have to. That's why they sent me. I'm with Alienware. They're like, Oh, I guess you do have to film. They're like, can you not get the screen? And he's like, yeah, I'm not going for the screen. He's like, I just know him, so I know he will move around the thing. They're like,
yeah, you could have just like get to like an empty lap.
But they were so freaked out that they thought he was recording the stuff. And then he was like, no, that's why I was sent. He's like, these are, they're like, okay, that's why you're here. It was just really funny. The interaction went from sheer panic on their part to like, oh, no, that's fine. That's cool. Yeah, no big deal.
I mean, Finn made Nephis, like, turn down his shoulder camera.
Well, Nephis had been streaming, like, nonstop, and there were several points where he forgot he was streaming. Because he would, like, because didn't he harpoon you in the throat with it when
I
he gave
you a punched, yeah, by yeah, the camera but, in the throat.
Because he kept forgetting it was there and on, and it was like, oops.
we went in for a hug, and, like, it was right in my throat level. And I just like got the lens like slammed in the throat. What did I just hit? Like,
yeah.
And it's a pretty cool thing,
it's a
though.
Cool setup, like, he has.
Because the one thing, like, I brought this camera, but I didn't record much footage with it. Because it's like, you have to hold it in front of you. And then it's like, then I don't see
what
the
you're
actual
doing.
Thing. I'm
right.
missing the thing. And I don't like missing stuff to record stuff. But with a shoulder camera like that,
it's
you can just like forget it.
It just sees what he sees.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
Yep.
So if you're looking for like the best first person view of the event, find Nephis's video.
Yes.
I would assume it's going to be on YouTube.
So. I assume he'll probably just upload the entire thing to YouTube in chunks.
It's
probably.
Like, it's going
to
be full first person, or rather shoulder person. Yeah.
Shoulder person.
And you'll probably see a bunch of people get throat punched by that camera.
Oh, without
like,
a doubt.
Zoom into the
He
camera.
Should just make a montage of that.
Yeah.
The amount of throat punches. I guess, so like on the idea of the computer portion and like what we got to see from Gold Road, everybody got to see the actual like presentation. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, you can totally check that out on the actual like their Twitch, their YouTube, whatever, mm-hmm. Elder Scrolls. Yeah, it's probably just on their webpage as well. Yeah. But in that computer setup thing they had, thanks to 8Puppies and his organization skills, with the help of Gina, we had been trying, like, he really wanted to get us in a trial group, which was like our project for Media Day, but we miscalculated time a bit. So we're like, ah, crap, it didn't work. But then, like, they had the playtesting that everybody could sign up for, like a 20-minute thing where you play Elder Scrolls. You didn't even do it because it was like...
Yeah, the line, like, I signed up, and then once the sign-up things got messed up, I'm like, I'm just going to spend time with people rather than stay in a
list. Yeah, and you're going to play it in 3 months.
Yeah, exactly.
So, at the end of this, the whole, like, thing, Gina, I guess, relayed the message that... A group of people are going to run the trial for everybody. So 8 managed to get a group of us where we were not hyper coordinated, but like he wanted to make sure that people were very comfortable with trials and ideally even in many cases trifectas.
Yeah.
And we were going to try to do it on vet. And we're like, in the sake of time, maybe we should just do it on normal to see it. Because Finn keeps saying final boss in quotes.
I'm
and I don't know what that means.
And the thing is, like, when he says like he wanted people to be very familiar with trial trifectas and stuff, The team was Solotus, Nephis, Eight Puppies, Skinny Cheeks.
Skinny Cheeks, Olibo.
Olibo, yeah.
Khan from Ninja Poles. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think. There were
Ninja was about to join, and then I saw him.
Ninja, yeah, Ninja was about to join, and then he was joking that, oh, I guess I didn't make the cut because I'm too old. But there was like a full, Lucked was on there. Mm-hmm. There was like a full, like...
It's like ESO's top tier players.
And it was funny,
when
though,
it comes to trials, at least.
Well, and then we did have a couple funny... We had some PvP involved. Mm-hmm, yeah. Like Pain in the Axe was in the group. And it was funny because Pain in the Axe is a beast in PvP. Trials aren't as much his thing. Yeah. But it's funny because it's like, you know, okay, he knows what he's doing, so like bring him. So it was a pretty decent stacked setup. Yeah. But we didn't know anything. And nobody honestly knows anything that's not on the dev team, because there are no guides for something that hasn't come out yet and nobody's seen outside the dev team. So we were like, we'll just do it on normal in the sense of time. Mm-hmm. Also, Finn did caveat that he was like, this isn't balanced. Like, we don't know, like, we've designed this, but this is not playtested yet. Like, this is
how I see it. This is Finn's original vision that you play.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Because on normal, with the team of people that we went in, and granted it was loud, but that's not like an excuse, we blowing through the trash and everything, and we get to the first boss. And we're not going to spoil any of the mechanics. I don't want to do that. I love doing these things blind on launch day, and I wouldn't want to deprive anybody of that. But we got just destroyed on the first boss on normal. I think we wiped 11 times. Yeah. On just the first boss.
I've been, like, because I was on the sidelines, my badge doesn't get me. Well, I guess if I asked,
whatever. Yeah.
Like, I was watching from, like, outside the, I don't know what you call the things.
I don't know, the rope markers?
The rope markers,
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't
the blockers, whatever. It's like the invisible wall. And I was talking to people, like some random people, some friends, and I was like, oh, like this group of people, they are like some of the best players in all of Elder Scrolls Online. I was like hyping, and I was like, oh, they are gonna like burn through this. It's like,
nope.
And then we talk, and I look over, and I just see like 11 out of 12 people dead. And I'm like, okay. And then we talk with people, I look over, and it's like just a full wipe. I look over, I go around, do stuff, come back.
So tragic.
Finn's having a great time. Everyone's, Eight Puppies is like trying to coordinate with Olibo, Lotus is there, Nephis is trying to explain something to someone. It's chaos. It's like, and Finn was, people were like, what's happening? And Finn was like, he was like, they are getting destroyed by the first one. Like, what are you doing to these people?
He was so smug the entire time.
Yeah. Like, and then he explained to everyone watching, like, oh, this is, like, unbalanced.
Yeah.
People know as well, like, they... Even if they are not super active with Twitch or YouTube or anything, when you see, like, Nephis or whatever, you know, like, what he can do. If you have played Elder Scrolls Online, you may have run into their guides, their tutorials, their builds.
Yeah, ESO Hub, so, like everybody uses it.
Yeah,
Skinny Cheeks GG, like it's like...
So you kind of have an idea how good the group of people playing is. So Finn was constantly explaining to people that were watching you all play, like, oh, this is before all balancing and stuff like that.
And it's like, we were just getting destroyed. And it was super fun, so it wasn't even like frustrating. Figuring it out was definitely, they are new mechanics entirely. It's stuff that you'll recognize, but it's just new mechanics. So that's as much as I'll kind of explain on it. But it took us a while to piece together the new mechanics. I got the first part of the puzzle completely on accident. I thought I knew what I was doing and solved something different.
Oh, there you go.
So it wasn't even like, I figured this out. I was like, if I do this, see, it totally worked. Yeah, it worked because of a different thing. Mm. And I was like, oh, well, all right. I mean, I guess it got us there. But then Neff has figured out part of it. And then Eight Puppies figured out part of it. But it was loud. We didn't have headsets. So we're trying to yell across the thing to each other. And it reminded me of like an MLG event, which was hysterical.
Yeah.
Because at one point, like trying to get through some of the stuff while we were getting there closer and closer and closer, and the margin of error for a normal trial, which again, I think to your point, it's probably just tuned to be whatever it, like, okay, how hard is it? So let's rein it
I
back.
I feel like this is what Finn would make all trials.
Yeah.
If he didn't have to make them playable.
Playable. Because it was just... Everything actually worked in the fight. It wasn't buggy, but there was just no room for error.
Yeah.
And the problem was, while you're figuring it out, if one person screws up, we're like, I don't know what. How do we get to him? Because this is blowing up, and now I need to pay attention to this, and we're not used to any of this. So 8 gave up his spot to Lolly, who was he was like, just be the healer. And he straight up became our esports coach. And just, that's why he was running.
Was that why he was, I was like, why is, I thought he was dead. And was just like, because he was dead.
He gave up. He was like, I got to help coordinate. So he literally became our coach because we couldn't yell. Like, Nephis kept trying to yell to me what he figured out while I was trying to tell him what I figured out.
This was all happening while Matt Heafley from Trivium was doing a concert.
Yes. So it wasn't quiet.
All of this. So, yeah.
And both had a crowd, which was also awkward.
Yeah. the time,
It was just so funny because every time I looked up, I was like, there's more people just watching us fail right now. And now there's more people watching us fail. And it's just like congregating. And like,
because it was like people were getting curious because originally it was just like a few people that knew what was happening already. And then people saw like something happening because they're like, whoa, you know, there's something happening there. You can see it from afar, even if you don't understand or hear it.
Yeah.
And then eventually more people came and then the crowd started to grow and people were watching with such intensity. It's like...
no pressure. But yeah, so we managed to get through the first boss, which was hysterical because people had mentioned that it got so loud. Well, we were super loud because we were so excited to beat a normal trial boss, you know, because... Yeah. That's impressive for us. But we were excited that we beat the normal trial boss. We all are freaking out. Everybody else is like screaming and yelling. Yeah. And it was right as Matt Heafy finished a song and they started cheering. And it was funny. We were like, that just made it so much louder because both groups started yelling. And I'm like, it is deafening in here.
And I was like, I didn't watch you all play constantly because I was chatting with people. I also love Trivium, so I was watching Matt Heafley as well. I actually was planning to bring my Metal Hellsinger t-shirt.
Nice.
But because we did the interview and they said like...
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can't do an Elder Scrolls Online thing in a Metal Hellsinger
t-shirt. Yeah, that's weird.
That would be weird. So I didn't bring it. But yeah, so I was watching it and then you all cheered in the background. And I was like, oh, they cleared it. I went back. Finn was on the side. I was like, Finn, did they clear it? He was like, first boss.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, what are you doing to them?
It took us so long to beat first boss. Then we annihilated everything else. Like, apparently it was a mini boss, but we were so amped up. We just all parse monkeyed on the thing. It literally tried to do one mechanic and we deleted it off the planet because it was less complicated than the first one, but it started to move once and it just died. Yeah. So it was like, it was a 12 second, like 16 million nuke, like instantly. And then we were trying to figure out a puzzle. And we're like, this is super different than anything else. But like, we thought we figured it out and we're just, nobody's doing it. And we're trying everything. And Skinny and I got our own idea on trying to do it. It's not working. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I think it's this. And a bunch of people are like, I think it's that too. Yeah. And Finn was over with Nephis, I believe it was. And Nephis is like, I don't understand why I can't just do this. And Finn's like, well, you know, just do this and it'll work.
Mm-hmm.
And Nephis goes, how do I do that? And Finn looks at the bar and he goes, we didn't program that yet in this build.
Oh, great. Yeah, and there you go.
Are you kidding? And he was like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, no, it's not in the build. You guys are literally at the end of the functional part of the trial.
Oh,
and we're like,
there you go.
Well, at least we're not that stupid. Because we did figure it out, at least most of it. We haven't finished it, so I don't know if it's different at the top. But we were like, okay, that's a little satisfaction.
Yeah.
So we got through like a chunk of the trial. It's like, seems like we were at about the halfway point.
I mean, it
point.
Was towards like the end of the event.
Literally,
so
the event ended.
If you had gotten past, you wouldn't have time to continue.
Yeah, but it was super fun. And like I said, I love, they've had 8 Puppies do like the shoutcasting thing before. Mm-hmm. I wish they would kind of lean into that because it's been a long time since I've done like competitive gaming.
Yeah.
That is so much fun. It's so ridiculous and sort of stressful or whatever being like on stage for it.
Yeah.
But it's so much fun. And I'm glad like it seemed like everybody else was watching us just get annihilated over and over again. Yeah. But yeah, big thumbs up on what I played of the new trial. I think everybody's going to enjoy it because it's pretty original, at least for the start of it.
And then there's the final boss.
Yeah.
Whatever this means, every time
every
Finn
time,
talks about
final
it,
boss, something about tying a knot.
Are we going to fight like each other? Are we going to fight ourselves? Like,
are we tying the knot? Like, do we need to just bring in Rings of Mara and we just get married at the end?
Is it like
that's
the
what it is.
Final boss or final boss?
Where are the quotes?
Right? Yeah.
Shenanigans, Finn. But yeah, so that was super fun.
I got the people, like everyone. I met Gina finally. Jess and Gina.
You finally got to meet Jess and Gina. Yeah.
I should have thanked Gina about never forgetting me in the US events.
I know.
I mean,
I know. Yeah, there were just so many people. I got to meet Ophelia finally. I had never met Ophelia.
I'm not even getting there because, like, I met Ninja, I met Dawn, I met Kay, I met Ophelia. We've been playing D&D for over 4 years together, and I had never gotten a chance to meet them. Like, Ninja came in clutch. Like, his passport, I think, arrived, like...
I think Ninja and moment. T got it, like, literally the week of.
I got
of.
To meet T as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, you got it's to meet like... T. But I'm pretty sure they both got it, like, the week of.
Yeah. So Ninja wrote, like, oh, I'm coming. And we were going crazy. I mean, we got... We met so many people. I mean, some of you all have met in the Vegas event.
The Vegas event.
Like, with Zero Period, George.
Yeah.
Ninja,
right.
Dave team.
Yeah, the Fox Den. Like, they, you know, and Nelly. They live near me. So, like, we bumped into each other at a couple things. Like, they go to the Ren Fair together and stuff like that. So, it's like, that's not... But, like, some people, it's like, we...
Yeah.
Nowhere close to each other on the planet. Like...
Yeah, and it's... Yeah. We met Kika... Finally.
Yes.
Like, that was insane.
I know. Shout out to Kika for finding us.
Yeah. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to her because we were doing the
thing. Yeah. Also,
I don't even know if we're allowed to talk about it.
I don't know.
So it's the thing for now.
Yeah, that's the thing for now.
I had to show up on the main Twitch stream.
Yes, you did. That was really funny. Donna interviewed you.
Yeah. It was like... I perfectly exited that screen though. I checked back and like because we were supposed to like do a line and then and I did a perfect like I played exit
and into
like,
the darkness.
And it was like I checked the stream back and everyone, in chat it's like arc. I'm like, oh shit, people know.
Yeah, well so that's another thing that has been like we keep bringing up how surreal the idea is that like so many of you have come over and said hi to us and that like our story of why I love Tales or this helps me get through my commute or like oh I've been listening since the beginning and you know I didn't hate when you guys took over. I actually liked the show even more and I'm like that to me is like wild. So kind of like thanks to all of you because that was like I didn't know how to process all of that as so many of you came up to us and I was like, hi.
I was like because see, I don't stream and I don't go to events and the podcast is the only thing we do and we usually don't like, we are not in the super spotlight either because we just send out an audio version.
Right.
And then someone recognized us. I'm sorry, I forgot your name, but someone recognized us from our voice. Came up to us like, wait, are you Lotus? And Arcanine was like, yeah. I was hearing you. And I'm like, I'm not used to this feeling. And it feels so freaking good. So thank you all so much for like, if you were...
Wadwo, I believe it was.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, he messaged us first. I'm pretty sure he was the one. If I'm wrong, also shout out to Wadwo. I'm pretty sure he was the one that recognized us by our voice. But if not, yeah, I was going to say, it's been like...
Insane.
It literally, I can't comprehend it. So thank you.
People were like, oh, sorry for interrupting. And internally, we are like, interrupting. This is the best feeling.
Yeah, this is the greatest thing ever. Like, interrupt away. So that was very, very nice of all of you.
Yeah.
that was just like wild. It was the cheese.
Don't know what that's supposed to be. Like, why does it smell that way?
So in and amongst the medieval village, they had stalls set up like literal medieval stalls. Like when you're in Whiterun, there's the whole back area.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly like that. And those were our food and drink stands, which was really cool. And they had all Elder Scrolls themed foods. And one of them was a type of cheese.
Yeah.
And apparently, so when they heat it up, it's not the cheese that smells. It's the rind outside the cheese.
Oh, because it gets burnt constantly, I guess, yes. Maybe. Yeah.
And it smells like shit.
It's the... I don't even know how to explain that smell. For a long time...
It made it smell like a medieval fair, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. For a long time, I thought that smell was the knights.
Yeah.
Because they are in, like... They just don't have a plate armor. They obviously have to wear, like, layers of the
padding.
Padding and everything underneath.
To absorb the impact.
So they have like five layers of armor on and they are going heavy at it.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is what knights in full plate armors fighting smell like.
Yeah.
That's what I was attributing it to.
And I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's like, okay, this feels like...
This is like really sweaty combat. And it's not even like, oh, I spent an hour at the gym. I will be smelly. I'll go shower. It's like... This is a 10-hour event and you're taking like 1-hour breaks every 2 hours. Like,
yeah. So I was like, okay, that's that. And then we thought it was something else. And eventually, one of the devs, I think, said, no, that's the cheese. And I was like,
ew. Yeah. Yeah. And then Pylon found out it was the rind that was like burning, that was the smell. Yeah. And then when we had our interview upstairs, people had said that the interview room for a thing they were doing was like extra stinky, like the smell was like raising up.
Rises.
And when we walked in, it was like, oh my god, I like dry heaved. I was like, oh my god, this is the worst.
Yeah.
Supposedly the cheese was good. I did not
eat it.
I did not
eat it. So I tried the chili bowl.
Yep.
But it's vegan, so it's easy for
Yeah.
And then I tried the chicken and I tried the sweet roll.
Yep.
And I don't think I've tried anything else, to be honest.
Yeah, I did the chicken, which was good. I did a bunch of the sweet rolls, which were good. Apparently, some were stale. I didn't get stale ones.
Like, I think if you get them early,
I think they were baking them at the start of the day.
And then towards the end of the event, because they are standing outside,
right.
They get, like, drier.
That's probably exactly what it was. But those were really good. I had whatever that, like... Frostbreak bun sandwich was.
Oh, the orcish.
Yeah, the orcish thing.
Orcish
that
buns.
Was really
they
good.
They all had like in-game names and actual like ingredients.
They had the ingredients. That was
it
really
was, like,
good.
It was like from Elder Scrolls Cookbook.
I think so.
Maybe it might have actually
it
been.
It probably was. Yeah. That was really good. And I had that little like meat bun, the Telvanni.
Dumplings.
Telvanni dumplings. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Those were really good too. They had like, I don't know, chicken and cabbage in it or something like that. That was really tasty. That one was good too. But so the food was actually like really good as well. What else should we like cover?
Let's see. You did the feud.
I did we got wrecked in Family Feud. Okay, so there was a Family Feud thing. I heard that they didn't stream that, so this is just like...
I thought it would have been streamed. I'm glad I said that.
Yeah. No, I guess not. And... It was just four teams, and it was just Family Feud. And so we had USB and Tales of Tamriel as a team. And
they did that full shout-out. I was like, oh, snap.
Yeah, they asked if they could edit the name. And I was like, yeah sure, if you want to. We sucked. We got crushed. What is it? Who crushed us?
The scrolling elders.
Scrolling elders. So shout out to the scrolling elders. They messed us up. We won one round. They won two by massive landslides.
Yeah. I think you were approaching everything like super lore centric, but the answers were by the average community.
So that was exactly the thing was. For Family Feud, you have to guess the most popular answers to things. And the community went in a real different direction than I thought they were going. I got two of my three on the board, at least.
Yeah.
They just weren't very high up. They were like right in the middle. And the one that George nailed it on, the one that we had head-to-head, I got it first. And in a tavern brawl, what food do you use?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, fishy sticks are super common. And it was like the third or fourth answer.
No one said cheese. Spanky and I were in the crowd.
Yelling
like,
cheese.
You throw cheese.
So I said fishy sticks because I was like, that's a really common Elder Scrolls one. He said sweet roll, which is clearly the better answer.
Oh, that was before cheese. That was the thing.
Yeah.
We didn't even do like sweet roll because that was obviously the first answer.
And I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's clearly the best answer. And it totally was. Yeah. But I will say, I'm very disappointed. How did none of you put bread? Aren't you all obsessed with Darien and the damn bread? Yeah. Like,
loaf of bread, potatoes.
Yeah, that was the one I got wrong. When I had a chance again, I was like, maybe we should do bread, and everybody agreed. And there was no bread. Shame.
Yeah.
Nah. But yeah, that was a lot of fun. But yeah, we got wrecked. We got annihilated.
I love how they put like the trial team versus the PvP team.
The trial team versus the PvPers. Yeah. And it was so funny because they were both like, please don't put us against the USP and then ask us a shitload of lore questions. And I was like, this isn't really the game type for lore questions.
Yeah, because it's like...
Here's a question.
The concept is, here's a question, and then a bunch of people answer, and they put that into a stat thing.
Yeah, you're guessing how the audience reacts. Yeah. You're not answering anything. So you could know nothing except, like, oh, I've heard this name. Maybe the community knows this. And you could just be right. Yeah. Like,
so if your answer is something like, oh, so in the first era, before it's like... You go deep into the lore that no one's gonna know that.
Right.
So it's a popularity thing.
One of the ones, what do you do when your raid lead yells at you?
Oh, yeah.
And the number one answer was cry.
We were crying again. Like, we were like, cry. Yeah. You cry.
The other one, what's the most popular? Where do you hang out the most in Elder Scrolls
Online?
That was
a difficult one.
And it was funny because, like, I thought Mournhold would be way higher up than it was. And I was like, oh, crap. That was my guess, was Mournhold. And as they were ending that one, I was like, wait a minute. If we're playing the audience, I was like, is it my house? And somebody had my house. I was like, oh my God, I did
also
not
like,
play the audience.
Just think like wherever is the crowd, the most crowded in ESO. You got like Mournhold, you got Leyavin, you got Vivec City.
Yeah.
Vivec City you got. I think
I was gonna say Shifty got Vivec City. That was probably our highest
answer. They said Blackwood. And then
they got Leyawin.
Vivec City, which was higher.
That's what it was. But yeah, it was just like, because I was like, oh, Mournhold is definitely going to be one. And it was like, that one was like pretty far down.
Yeah,
I'm like,
so Mournhold,
that's like the major.
Ravlaka, Rimmen.
Yeah,
was on
Rimmen.
In my
I
house.
Was like, and my house is funny.
Was the My House for? It was second, I think.
I think it was second or third. It was pretty high up.
Alinor.
I'm like, who the hell hangs out in Alinor? Well, whatever. It's not our zone.
Yeah, it's
not our zone. That's
fine. I said like Riften.
It
wasn't even on the answers.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. But yeah, we didn't do so hot. So
we were also given stuff.
We were given
one of which is this.
The closest to Ark.
I now have another Guar.
You sure do.
I now have another Guar. I already have a Guar plushie, and now I have another Guar plushie.
But he's got a hat.
It does have the Cadville hat. So, I mean, it's sort of acceptable in that sense. Because, you know, I'm... This is... And Bantam Guar, I've always been on the fence.
Yeah.
Because, see...
Part chicken, part
Guar. Part chicken, and they don't really look like Guar.
Yeah.
So it's like...
He just barely scoots
at
by.
At worst, you could treat it like a chicken and eat it, I feel like.
Well,
so,
doesn't it drop poultry when you...
Yeah, it does.
So it's
like,
literally
a
chicken.
So that's okay. Yeah. It has some other stuff. It has a coloring book. It has a massive duffel bag, which I'm also have to bring back.
Yeah, there's another bag.
Another bag that I'm bringing back.
Yeah, another bag.
Yeah. And then I have another bag that I'm bringing back.
Yeah.
Because finally, so... You got stuff for me at ESO Vegas.
Yes, they saved you. They saved you a swag bag. My
and
wife
I really
picked it up.
Again, Jess, I should have. I really wanted to thank you at this event, but we got really such a short time to chat, and then at the end of the event, everyone was dying, so I didn't want to like hold everyone too much. But thank you for never forgetting about me through this guy at the US events that I'm not able to go to, except you're not 2025.
Yeah, there it is.
But yeah, so we tried to ship this to Turkey. Didn't work. We tried to ship this to Netherlands. Didn't work. Went back. Lotus, like a Skyrim courier, brought it to Netherlands in person. So it works. Like,
it got there eventually.
I still haven't opened it.
I know.
The whole reason I haven't checked any of my bags this entire event because I wanted to see what's inside first while we are doing mm-hmm. this. So,
and you do have a couple very like specific. One thing I added. Another thing, it's very obvious that Gwen added. Okay. And then there's the actual event stuff. I don't remember if there's anything outside the normal event stuff in those two.
Since we mentioned Gwen, before I look inside, Gwen's Obnurtharn
costume.
Bonkers.
5 stars.
Yeah.
That looked so uncomfortable, but it was so good looking.
When I realized it was Gwen, I went up to her. I was like, Gwen, is that you? And she just was able to nod.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say.
But it was so lookalike.
It was really
and
well
since
done.
Obnurtharn is my favorite of the 5 companions.
Right.
Even though people like hate him for how sassy he is.
Well, it's
I love it.
It's a mixed bag. People either love him or hate him.
Yeah, I'm on the loving crowd. So this one's an Elder Scrolls Online sort of like a slingback. Which
yeah.
is honestly... I wish I had this the whole event.
Yeah, that thing's really
nice. This is perfect
nice.
For the camera, the equipment.
Yeah.
It would have helped me reduce everything to 1 bag. And then, okay, we are opening this up. All right, so we are starting with another bag. This is legit another bag.
It's a bag in a bag.
Oh my God. Okay, so I have another. Oh, it's like a satchel.
Yeah, it's a companion satchel.
Yo.
So that's one of the ones that's actually from a loot crate.
Really?
And I figured it would be more fitting for you
because
it was
God,
a companion's one. So
dude,
yeah.
I've been wanting white run and companions
yeah.
for so long.
So that's why I specifically added that one.
Like, oh my God, this is, oh man, I appreciate this. This is great.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. We are gonna...
Yeah.
So these are... I'm not gonna unroll these too much because I fear I'll... Actually, you know what? I'm gonna unroll this.
Yeah, it's a full... it's a full fabric map. That's from PAX East. That's the other one that I got.
Okay, this is... Dude!
Yeah, so those are the two that I provided.
You know what? I'm so glad I brought... this thing, which I put the stickers in, and it's...
Oh!
It's a solid, like...
So you can wrap it around.
Wrap
yeah!
It and put it in.
Hell
so it's
yeah.
safe.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm so glad. See, this is why I carried a 15 kilogram backpack
there you
this
go.
Event.
Yeah,
literally. So I can have shit like this with me just in case. Oh my God, okay.
Yeah, so those are my two additions.
Dude, I appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem.
I don't know how I'm sounding, by the way, because I put the thing on my neck.
We'll find out later.
I guess it'll be fine, yeah.
Okay, so this is the thing from the event.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, it's a mini version.
Had I known that I had this, I would have had this signed by everyone, like you do.
I forgot it was in there. I would have given you a heads up.
I mean,
totally forgot it was in
this,
there.
This has been, like, it's been a year
yeah.
since
actually,
you've
yeah.
been trying to get this to me.
Yep.
So
yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. Yeah,
we'll
actually, I'm almost positive it is.
All right,
so yeah, it's been a year. That's fine.
Yeah. All right. What is this?
It's an Elder Scrolls metallic mug.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
Paramamora Book Club.
Yeah, so that's from Gwen.
Sticker. Oh, that's great. Look at this. I don't know how visible that is, but I'm so tired. I'm getting up every time. All of these I'll photograph anyway.
Yeah, yeah. I think these might be from people. Yeah.
Elder Heroes.
Yeah, this is an Elder Heroes thing.
Elder Heroes.
There's an Extra Life one. Yeah, since you don't ever get to get this stuff because it's not outside the US.
Like, I've never mentioned it, but these, like, things that they send out for doing Extra Life,
yeah.
I love them.
So...
Dude,
yeah,
thank you.
I kind of forgot I put some of these random things in here. Then I was like, oh, you don't
get... I got an extra, like, pin.
Yep.
Oh, this makes me so happy. This pin makes me so happy. Like...
Yep, so... Oh, I think that's your custom coin from the event.
That might be.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the custom coin.
Oh, let me... Yep.
Yep.
Ooh, it's the Harry Mamora.
Yeah.
Oh, these are cool.
Yep.
I'm glad I traded my keycaps for, like, a... coin box thing.
Yeah.
Pylon. Yeah. That
seems like a good trade. That
like,
seems like a good trade.
Oh, I wanted the keycaps. So I was like, oh, I want that coin back thing. It's like, I have the coin back thing. I have the keycaps.
Perfect.
Some may call this junk. Me,
I call them treasures.
We got
Imperial. Oh, yeah, I remember that. I forget what that's from.
Yeah, this is such a ranger item.
It's such a ranger item.
If I ever see him, I'm
actually, we should relay that to Ranger. I think there's some USB stickers. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those are always nice.
Yeah, I think those were left over. This is the custom thing from Gwen. Yes.
Dude.
Yeah. That's why I only have
the digital version of it. We posted this, or rather I posted it. This is the drawing of me that Gwen did. And for some reason, because I never get these stuff in person.
Yes.
For some reason, my brain never really registered that there would be
a physical. That's why
of this.
I was really upset that I thought it got lost in the mail originally. Dude. Even with all of this stuff, yeah, I was like, because that can't be replaced. Yeah, like
these are like produced.
Yeah, there's a literal one. There's one drawing. So that's why I was like, oh no. It's and then when made. It showed back up, I was like, okay, good, it's back.
Oh, this is amazing. And the date on this is 2022. We are in 2024 at the time of recording. That's how insane this event was for me. Like, all this... This was drawn for me by Gwen the Bard, who does Snug Post, by the way. Snug Podcast.
Yep.
Words.
Words are hard.
And, like, in 2022, and because of, you know, we are spread out globally, I got this in 2024. And it was thanks to this like 10th year event where we all gathered up from all over the world.
Yeah.
And it's freaking mind blowing.
Yep.
Like, oh, this is amazing. I wish I had, like, when they asked us like what this all means to you, this is what it means.
I know.
Like,
it's
the fact that this drawing of me made it from US to Netherlands, where we got to meet in 2 years.
Yep.
And it made it intact. Like, oh my god, this whole thing is.
That's great. Why I was like, this has to get to you at some point in life. Like,
I'm thank you. I appreciate
it. Yeah, no
that.
Problem. Like, and I think you have one last thing in here.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
All right. I got you this was Allison put the effort in. It's just like I don't know. I forget what it is exactly. I think it's like a.
It says ink box.
Yeah, I think it's like a temp tattoo, but it looks like a art piece.
Oh,
and it's Alliance-based.
Oh.
So we specifically...
Oh, so this is the Prime Wipes. So,
Yeah. So I keep mine on my shelf because it actually shows up in the background pretty well.
Oh.
As like, but
probably the same. Oh,
yeah. We specifically got the Ebonheart one. I was thinking of trolling you originally and getting you the...
Yeah, I see. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I almost got you a Dominion one just to be a troll, but I was like, you know what?
How temporary is this, I wonder?
I don't know.
Because it's just big enough that I could just slap it on my forehead. Like, imagine I arrive at ESO Vegas 2025 and I just slap this on
just,
my forehead.
And just don't acknowledge it? Like,
yeah,
what? What's the problem?
Yeah, people are like, what's on your forehead? What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
it was just a long flight.
That would be really funny.
But yeah, so... Your ESO bag finally arrives.
Yeah. Oh my god. All in all, everyone we met from the dev team, and again, every time I meet them, it's like we know them for years.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point we do. But it was the same when we didn't.
Yeah,
as well,
exactly.
When the game was super fresh.
Right, right.
It's again like meeting Finn. Finn is always a great fun to chat with. He's very goofy like everyone else.
No, they seem like they're having just a super good time.
Yeah.
Like
Rich, same, takes the time to chat and everything. I'm upset I didn't get to chat with Gina, but she was always on stage. She was like 95% of the time.
She's almost always her, Amy, they're just always coordinating everything. So it's like
Oh wait, did I because I talked to Jess at the very beginning, before everyone even got in, I think.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah. Yep. I did talk to Jess. Okay, that makes me happy now. I still don't remember if I thanked her, but it's, yeah.
I don't remember things from like 3 hours ago at this point.
And then I actually got a picture with Matt Fire now.
Yes.
Out of everyone in the community, in the streamer themes, in the developers, I met Matt Fire the most. Because he shows up at like developer conferences as well, like DevCom, Gamescom, Reboot Develop. But every time he looks so busy, like at Gamescom, I ran into him in the business area. He was just eating a burrito. And I didn't want to, like, I just said, like, oh, hi, like, I'm Ark and, you know, big fan. But I didn't want to, like, can we take a photo while you're on break? Right. Like, but this time I was like, I've met you so many times. Like, can we take a photo?
Yeah.
Like, this time he's always super.
No, he's a super chill dude too.
Yeah. I forgot to get a signature on this steel case though.
Oh.
I got Gina out of I already had CJ, Finn, and Rich.
Yeah.
And I got Gina's.
Yep.
And everyone else, because it's like, it's...
It's chaos. It's literal chaos.
You so fast too. You do it and everyone else does it. Like, I'm talking to Lotus and we got Pylon, right? And we look like this. We look back, Pylon's gone. Because he either has something to do or like someone drags him away.
That's the thing is, like, you're either here on a business style something, mm-hmm. but it's also meant to be fun. So it's like you're trying to interact, but at the same time, it's like, what... When we're like, okay, we've got this appointment for this thing, but then we've got to do this, and I've got to be here for this one, but you're free for this one, but then you've got something here, and I'm free for this one. It's like, and we'll just meet up after that, and then find the guy coordinating the thing. It's like, easier said than done.
Up in a hotel room recording.
Yeah, and then in the end, it's like, we got to record here, because this is just not going to fucking happen.
But yeah, so that's why I was like, I got to chat to them, but it's... And I forget as well, like, I'm chatting to them, and it's like... I had this camera on my neck for 2 days, and it's not a light camera. It's small, but it's heavy.
Yeah, it's dense.
And I had it on me the whole 2 days. I think I took like 5 pictures.
Nailed it.
And like 3 videos, because I keep forgetting until someone says like, "Oh, we should like take a photo." I'm like, "Oh, I'm carrying a camera."
Yeah.
But I mean, this was the whole main reason I got this. So I actually like we'll see how this sounds and everything.
Yeah, hopefully this sounds somewhat listenable.
Yeah. We'll see. They are recording into separate channels and it's good.
Yeah. So hopefully this works out well so that everybody gets their bonus episode.
This is a once in a lifetime thing for not anymore. Screw that.
Screw that. Now you're going to the US.
From now on, I'm flying around hopefully.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I think that's our
ESO 10 recap. this has been quite the experience, to say the least. I really enjoy the whole 10-year thing that they're doing. Mm-hmm. But it's like, man, this game is real different than anything else I've ever been involved with.
It is. Like, World of Warcraft does events, right?
Absolutely.
BlizzCon. Yep. I mean, it's one of the biggest conventions ever.
Final Fantasy has one.
Final Fantasy has it.
Yeah.
I honestly, I've never seen anything from them at the level of
chaos family that this is. Feeling. Yeah, it's just like everybody's just like so closeness. Happy to be there.
It's like, everyone I met, it's just like hugs and like, oh snap, like it's
crazy. Our plane flight in... We ended up on the same flight with Wes Johnson, who recognized us and was like, "Hey, we should get a picture." And I'm like, "You're the guy that we usually do." And it was like, he made a joke because we saw him, like, "That looks kind of like Wes Johnson." And then he mentioned, I think it was to Pain in the Axe. He was like, "Oh, I like your hoodie." And he's like, "Oh yeah, we're going to the Elder Scrolls convention." He's like, "All right, this is really awkward." He's like, "You look a lot like Wes Johnson." And he's like, "I am Wes Johnson." And we're like, "Oh shit, it's Wes Johnson."
I mean, like, in what other community do you get? Maybe they do, and we don't see
it. Maybe.
But to me, it feels like ESO is, and I'm sappy about it as well, because like, I've given this game my 10 years. I've made some of, like, back then, before I started ESO, I never would have thought, like, oh, I'll call someone 7,000 miles away that I've never met in my life, one of my closest friends, and like actually trust them with every information in my life.
Yeah, I was the amount of time that we just like, oh yeah, no, here's my address, here's this.
If
you need my phone, here's this. It's gonna double send because we're 7,000 miles away.
Here's my ESO. I asked Broad
to log in for you
for me to send a crown crate to Martha.
Right.
Because I was like, I don't want to wait until I'm back from the end. And I was like, yeah, I can just ask them because I trust them 100% with everything.
Right. It's just because, again, we just act like a big family.
Yeah.
Like, it's why. It's like the hashtag sappy, but it's not inaccurate for the most part.
So it's like, and meeting, you know, the UK team, you know, Kay, Dawn, Ophelia, like... This whole thing started because of Ophelia for me. The reason I became a streamer, because she was doing a lore quiz stream on Morrowind. This was back in like 2015.
Yeah, that was a
and
long.
I was scrolling through Twitch, and up until that point, Twitch had no meaning for me.
Yeah.
The only thing I've ever watched on Twitch up until that point, and I got to it because I had, like, I was in university and I had time between my classes and I got bored and I wanted to play ESO and I couldn't play ESO. So I was like, okay, well, this Twitch thing, apparently, like, people play it and you can watch it.
Yeah.
So, and it's not like YouTube. So I just went on it and I was scrolling down and I was like, lore quiz. And I was like, lore, I trust my lore capabilities. Because back then, I didn't know the level of lore.
How deep this series got.
How deep the rabbit hole goes. So I joined the stream and I was answering the question. I was like, wait, this, holy shit, this feels nice.
Yeah.
Like everyone in chat was like, they were trolling each other.
Sure.
But in my favorite way.
Yeah, in a fun way.
Now everybody trolls me.
Right.
It's
like, right.
Like, it's, I was like, oh snap, this is super nice. And then I watched the Naked Argonian run by...
Oh,
the Quest Gaming Network,
yep,
that Elder Scrolls Off the Record. I was like, oh shit, what is this? This is like absolutely amazing. And then from there, it was like, oh, so there's a thing called podcast. And I looked more and I was like, oh, Tales of Tamriel.
Yep.
And here we are.
Yeah.
So
and
it's like a cascading effect.
It is, because it's like, I still remember like my thing was, I was like, oh man, like I was super obsessed with like, I was like, oh, this game is like really fun. I came because I was a Morrowind fan. Mm. And I loved each subsequent one, but I was like, oh man, a multiplayer one. And then once it kind of ironed out some of the kinks at the start, and it was like, okay, well now it's not a paid requirement. It's an optional sub and it's coming to console. So yeah. I was like, oh, I can play it more regularly if it's on console too. So I was like, all right, well this is fun. And then I started to really get it. I was like, oh man, this is really like, I really like this. But I was like, man, when I'm at work, I wish I could like just even hear something on it.
Yeah.
And that was where I ended up finding like, oh, I found Elder Scrolls Off the Record.
Mm.
And they were like the original one. And I was like, oh, this one started just after Elder Scrolls Off the Record. Like, yeah. Hey, this is Tales of Tamriel. I was like, oh, no, I have two of them. So I was listening to both. I was like, dude, I get like 7 hours. I was like, that's like a full work day each week that I can just listen to something about the game that I like. And then fast forward to many years later, we're now the longest running version.
Yeah.
And I'm on the show. Yeah, with the longest episodes. And now we're both hosts of the show that we both listen to.
And it's now like, we are in a hotel room.
Yeah.
In a country neither of us are familiar with.
Correct.
It's like, what is
so weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
That
and all because of an MMO.
Decision. Yeah. That one run, like, we could have picked up anything else.
Yeah.
We could have been like, because I didn't like MMORPGs.
I don't like MMORPGs. Yeah. I found out as I tried a couple others.
I still don't play anything else.
Yeah.
Out of ESO, so I guess I don't like MMORPGs.
Yeah, I tried a couple and I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Not for me.
So like we could have very easily said, eh, like, I know it's Elder Scrolls, but
this isn't for me. Or
yeah,
I bailed
just,
right at the start.
Yeah. Or would have played just the solo like story.
Never branched
never
out.
Never really got involved with the community.
Yeah.
And that one random decision of like, I'll try this game.
Right, because I was going to say, what if I stuck with Call of Duty as my main game?
Yeah.
Or like, it's like...
That's why I say, like, this Elder Scrolls Online really changed me in a better way.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I wasn't exposed to this global community and stayed with the, you know, toxic competitive online stuff...
Yeah.
Who knows what kind of person I may have ended up like.
I know,
because it's like I was 20 when I started ESO, so like that's when I'm like getting influenced by a lot
of
things.
And that's funny you say that, because like I'm like I had joked during the interview thing that I'm like, well, I just learned to like listen better. Because I was like, dude, like I was not like, even my teammates when we would do like semi-pro stuff, it was like, fuck you, you screwed up, you piece of garbage. And it's like, dude, when I run raids, it's like, no, this is supposed to be fun. Like, it's supposed to be enjoyable.
Yeah.
Not like this hyper-toxic thing where it's like, well, I'm glad that's over. It's like, it's supposed to be fun. Like, not terrible.
So, yeah. Once again, I mean,
yeah,
thank you, everyone.
I know.
And I just don't mean the listeners, but literally
everyone. Literally everybody
has ever
involved.
Been involved with ESO.
Like, yeah, and to be fair, if it wasn't for all of you listening and watching our stupid crap, this just wouldn't be a thing we could do. So Bethesda wouldn't know who we were. ZeniMax wouldn't know who we were.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So why would they send people out to these things if it's like, what's a podcast? And like,
Exactly, yeah.
And it's like, you know, and Gina for acknowledging the stuff that we do. And she's like, no, you guys are like around. And UESP for joining with us and making it even more. Like, now it's like, oh, you've either heard of one or both of the names involved.
Yeah.
People know Tales of Tamriel or UESP, or they probably just know both at this point. And it's like, that's like really humbling that that stuff is like so well known to everybody. And honestly, Tom wasn't able to come here, robots, but like when we joined with him for like kind of releasing everything.
Ridiculously helpful.
Super helpful.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's like, he asked me to join him he's like, hey, would you be interested in doing like a lore focus show instead of like a community news show about the game? And we'll just do the whole series. It's like, yeah, you know what? I would like to make some time for that. That'll be fun because I can learn some new stuff. And then that show caught on and people love that show too. Yeah. And I'm like, this is wild. Like, everybody is so supportive. I don't really understand sometimes why, but I'm glad everybody enjoys it as much as I kind of don't like listening to my own voice. I'm glad that it doesn't drive everybody else nuts because editing my own stuff, I'm like, man.
I got used to it over the years.
Yeah.
I made my peace with it.
I still, nope. Not a chance.
Well, actually, the thing is, I'm used to my English voice. I am so not used to my Turkish voice.
Your Turkish voice?
It's completely different. If I hear it on camera,
that's
or like a
really
recording,
funny.
I'm like, oh God, what is this?
What?
But English, I think I don't know, like I go deeper or something with English.
Also,
it's so strange. But if I hear myself in Turkish, I'm like, oh God.
Oh, what is that? Yeah. And that, maybe. Well, at this point, how often do you edit yourself in Turkish as
Not
opposed
at all,
to English?
But every now and then, it's like, yeah, but like if I'm testing equipment, for example, with friends or whatnot,
sure.
We say like Turkish stuff or just chatting. Or if someone's recording something at like a family gathering and I'm speaking and I hear myself back, I'm like, oh,
God, oh that's weird.
Is that how I normally sound?
I know, that's funny.
God.
Good
I would not have been a good podcaster at all. That's like
hilarious.
Yeah. How long have we been going?
I have no idea. This is a typical way to do stuff.
Yeah. Because we said like, oh, 30 minutes. Like we'll just record stuff, something at the hotel. And
it is 7:46.
We are definitely going over an hour.
Yeah, this wasn't even,
That's definitely going over an hour. So I guess we can wrap
then
it
we
up.
Can go eat.
That's
food is
I'm
good.
Hungry,
food is good. Yeah, I could go for food. So I hope everybody enjoyed our kind of impromptu episode. I had fun. This has been so much fun. And we'll just have to do it again.
Should we do the outro?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be able to do it.
I was
going to
say, maybe combined we can actually do that. It's weird how we do this so much without notes, but then when there's a couple points, it's like, shit, I need the notes.
All right. So as usual then, where can people find you?
You can find me at Lotus of Doom pretty much anywhere or over at the Elder Scrolls Lorecast over on robotsradio.net or for a few more hours in Amsterdam.
Exactly, yeah. Netherlands.
Yeah, the Netherlands.
Roaming the city.
Yep, we're going to go explore and get some food.
Yeah. And for me, you can find me anywhere. That is Arkhanir, Arkhanir. I actually got my Twitch name back too. So now it's officially twitch.tv/Arkhanir
again.
Yeah. That Twitch channel went through like Dungeon Crawler Network, Arkhanir's Quest, Arkhanir. It's getting shorter every time.
Soon it'll just be A.
Yeah. And as for the show, as always, you can follow everything we do over at talesoftamrielpodcast.com. There you can find links to all of our social media and content. Be sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/UESP if you want to help support the show and earn awesome Elder Scrolls theme rewards. And I say awesome because they just revealed some of the new...
Yeah, they did. Check them out.
2024 rewards there, and they are good.
Mm-hmm.
You can also leave us a... You can also consider leaving us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Don't have to.
Yeah, don't have to. So people know that we are a real podcast, that we say real words, and we do actually exist.
It's true. We're both here.
We will see you all on the next episode. Thank you all so very much for joining us in person and for this special episode and all the episodes before and after. Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
When Akatosh slew Lorcan, he ripped his heart right out. He hurled it across Tamriel, and the heart was heard to shout. Red Diamond, the heart and soul of men. red diamond, protect us till the end. The laughing heart sprayed blood afar, a gout on seared fell, and like a dart shot to its mark, down in an alien well. Magic effused the Lorcan blood to crystal red and strong. Then wild elves cut and polished it down to chimel at a ball. Red diamond, the heart and soul of men. Red diamond, protect us till the end. When elves lost Nirn to men, Akatosh gave the stone to Saint Elesh in token of her right to sit the throne. Red diamond, the heart and soul of men. Red diamond, protect us till the end. Red diamond, protect us till the end.